This is The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. In the first working day after Christmas, two presidential candidates are back in Iowa, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey and Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. That caucus is little more than a month away on February 1st, and both of them are trying to cover a lot of ground. Now, Christie is fighting hard in Iowa, but if you look at the polls, you might wonder why. He's in ninth place there, way behind conservative firebrands like Ted Cruz and Ben Carson and, of course, Donald Trump. For the Democrats, it's hard to ignore the history here. In 2008, then-Senator Barack Obama stunned Democrats and the country when he beat Hillary Clinton in the Iowa caucuses. It's not yet clear that Sanders has enough momentum to replicate that kind of upset. James Lynch is a political reporter for the Gazette of Cedar Rapids and Iowa City and host of On Iowa Politics podcast. He joins us now. James Lynch, welcome.
Good to be here.
Chris Christie, from the beginning of this race, was sort of told to give up on Iowa. Conservatives there don't like him, and he should focus on the New Hampshire primary. So why is he running so hard there?
Well, he seems to have sort of reinvigorated his efforts here. And I think he sees an opportunity as Jeb Bush has underperformed in what we refer to as the establishment lane of the contest here. And I think Christie is trying to sell people on the idea that he is an establishment conservative. He has more experience than Marco Rubio, so he's a logical choice. It's hard to tell how he'll do. The poll numbers aren't good, but I think he may have some staying power, and he may be sort of a second-choice candidate. People look at the field and they say, you know, Donald Trump is hot right now, but I don't know that I can see him as president. Chris Christie as a governor really sells him his experience. And I think he may have some appeal as people, you know, get down to the final days or final hours before the caucus and try to make up their mind on who they really want to see as president.
Okay, but we know that Chris Christie is not going to get first or second or probably even third. And as the political pundits and operatives interpret the results, what is a measure of success then for Chris Christie? Does he have to come in first among the establishment guys? What's the measure here?
Well, you know, it's not an exact metric in measuring how people perform. But I think you're right. If he comes in first among the establishment candidates, certainly that gives him a boost going into New Hampshire, where he's doing much better. You know, his poll numbers are at 2% right now here in Iowa. If he does better than that, beats expectations, that gives him a boost. And certainly, I don't think he'd be back here if he didn't think that he could improve on where he is right now.
So Jeb Bush's weakness may be Chris Christie's strength. Let's talk about the Democrats for a moment. Iowa has a long history, a lot of it behind it, of progressive populism. Bernie Sanders is trying to capitalize on that. How's he doing in Iowa, and does he have a chance to come close to the stunner against Hillary Clinton that Barack Obama achieved?
Right now, it's hard for me to see how he overcomes her lead. He's down about 15 points in some of the polls here, and whether he can make that up in the next month, I think it's going to be very, very hard. But as you've heard a million times, Iowa is about expectations. So if he overperforms where he is right now, it could be considered a win for him. I think one of the big questions is, how much does Hillary Clinton have to win by for people to take it as a win? And I think anything less than 10 percentage points, people are going to start to look at her and say, well, how strong is her campaign? Is this 2008 all over again? And certainly if Bernie Sanders comes within 10 percentage points of her, you know, single digits, I think people are going to consider it a win for him.
At the same time, Hillary Clinton and her campaign have been hard at work behind the scenes, right? Building the infrastructure for the caucuses, which are pretty idiosyncratic, to make sure that she's not surprised again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Their field organization is massive. And I think all the lessons she learned, you know, bitterly in 2008 have, you know, been put to work to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Trying to break through. We'll see if Iowans can warm up to the hard charging style of Chris Christie and whether or not they give Bernie Sanders a progressive win in the caucuses. James Lynch, political reporter for the Gazette of Cedar Rapids and Iowa City and host of On Iowa Politics, the podcast. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.